Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the War of the North, Hezbollah, the thousands of rockets raining, possible to rain down on Israel, the hundreds that have been used over these last 8 months. What is to be done? The target is the Litani River. David explains why the Litani River is the ambition of the IDF to make certain that Hezbollah cannot enter Israel, just stepping across the border, and puts much of its arsenal, the short-range rockets, out of reach of the population centers of Israel. The Litani River, which David estimates is 40 kilometers north of the Israeli border. Here's David Daoud, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, talking about the War of the North potential, already underway if you count the rockets and loitering munitions, but ground troops. More of this tonight. Thank you.
I think at minimum, the Israelis, even going back to 1982 when they were fighting the PLO, which was positioned in the same area as Hezbollah in South Lebanon, at least in threatening northern Israel, the Litani then was the magical number, as it were, right? And it is now. So if the Israelis reach the Litani, at the very least, they can put the bulk of Hezbollah's missiles, short-range missiles, out of range of northern Israel. That is the vast majority of Hezbollah's arsenal. The longer range projectiles, the Zelzavs, the Fatah 110s, those the Israeli Air Force would be able to deal with. Those would, you know, you place them even in northern Lebanon, they can reach any point in Israel. But Israel has other capabilities to deal with them. When it comes to the short range missiles, which certain estimates indicate Hezbollah could fire at a minimum 1,500 rockets a day at Israel, all the way up to, I've heard recent estimates, something like 4,600 to 6,000 rockets a day on northern Israel. Those can't be dealt with by the Air Force. They're mobile. By the time the Air Force or artillery get the coordinates of the launch site, the launcher is gone. So you need to create that buffer zone with ground troops.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.